You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready to play some Rattle Off. All of our contestants fell off the line. They all were on hold and they all hung up.
Don't know what happened.
Why?
There was a glitch in the matrix, I think, Dom.
Wide open lines. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I don't know. Maybe Karen scared them off because they just knew she was going to win this. First player was going to win. Is that what it was, Karen?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be.
I like to ask on Mondays, Karen, what was the highlight of your weekend?
It wasn't that exciting, but we had a birthday dinner for my sister on Saturday. So it's always fun to go see how drunk my dad will get.
Yes, excellent. How drunk did he get?
Oh, super drunk. He makes super a mean drunk. Gimlet. Yeah. I think it's pretty much just like straight vodka with like a little bit of lime juice. Uh-huh. But wow. He loves them.
The dad was tipping him back, huh?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, how many did you have?
I had two.
Yeah.
And some wine.
Wow. Uh-huh. Sounds like you were trying to keep
up. We get
up.
Wild at these family dinners, let me tell you.
Sounds like it.
Hmm.
What did you actually have for dinner?
Who cares?
It was
right?
Whatever it was, it was a mess probably.
We had hot dogs and my mom's homemade mac and cheese.
So yeah, hard to screw that up. You can totally make those two things while you're wasted.
Hot dogs.
Absolutely.
With a bunch of vodka gimlets. All right. Well,
It was good stuff, though. I'll tell you what.
You got a classy sounding family, Karen. I'll tell you right now.
I do.
Were you all barefoot while you were doing this, eating your hot dogs and mac and cheese?
Or? Yeah, my dad's out there barefoot in the snow grilling.
Yeah, that's right. In his overalls.
Perfect.
Yep. It's fun.
Well, sounds like a good time.
So, hey, look, I asked for the highlight of your weekend. That was it. Watching your dad get drunk. Why not?
Oh, well, you know, there's nothing else going on. I hate wintertime. It's boring. Damn.
I'm with you. Aww. I'm so over the snow. I'm so sick of it.
Aww.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Karen. Well,
Karen, why don't you move to some place where it's not cold?
I'd love to, but, like, I love the summers here. Like, we have a couple cabins that we summer in, so I kind of just, like, hunker down and just wait for, like, May. So.
A couple cabins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Truly delightful. It's kind of worth sticking around here for the summer.
You know, Jeremy, you could afford a couple of cabins, too, if all you ate were hot dogs and mac and cheese.
True story.
True story.
That's how you save your pennies.
That's right.
What do you do for a living, Karen?
I clean houses.
Okay.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good work.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you could.
I make my own schedule, so.
Yeah, that's perfect. You could not be more charming. So let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
All right. You know what? I'm ready.
Good. Now, for the other people who are on hold, here's what we request. Even if Karen gets it, don't hang up. Because we still would like to visit with you. But you never know. She may or may not get it. Karen, in 10 seconds, the letter you get to work with is M, as in moose, as in
marsupial.
Monkey. Yeah. M, as in Mickey Mouse. In 10 seconds, we want 5 stores or businesses that begin with the letter M. Ready? And go.
Okay, Marshalls, Mervyn's.
Oh wow. Oh, boy. Wow. There's a
You're
lot.
You kick yourself when you think about all of them when you hang up.
Yeah.
I can't
you
even.
Start thinking
I don't even
of...
think Mervyn's is a thing anymore.
No, but we would have accepted it.
Yeah, well, you know.
There are no Mervyn's around anymore?
I think they all switched to Kohl's. That's what Kohl's used to be, is Mervyn's.
Oh, darn. Yeah, we would have taken it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was
we also would have taken McDonald's.
Shh, don't say any more because we might
lose easy.
Karen, you were so much fun to talk to. We hope you have a great Monday, okay?
You guys, too. Thanks so much.
See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. I do have to say, in all the years that we've asked people, what was the highlight of your weekend? I don't think anyone has ever said, waiting to see how drunk dad can get.
Mm-hmm. There he goes again.
Yeah. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
I couldn't be any better, thank you. But I want to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I guess the Broncos won. That's probably my best highlight.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and, you know, mom of five kids and household to take care of, so I don't really have much to do.
Yeah, you're a busy bee, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am.
What do you do with when you do get a little, you know, Alicia time? What do you do with it?
Sit and catch up on some, you know, TV shows that I haven't been able to watch, and maybe try to escape myself, you know, not with no kids.
Sure. A lot of kids to have around.
What show are you turning to these days? What are you watching?
I just finished Wednesday.
Oh, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My daughter, she's like, you have to watch it, Mom. It was good. It was really good.
Was it?
You liked it? All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not for me.
If you weren't a fan of the Addams Family, you know, probably wouldn't be your thing.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you know the folded sheet video. I'm the one that sent you that.
Oh, yes,
that's
it was
right.
Terrific. We learned a lot.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it, but
not
we
a chance in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd show you how it's done, though, you know?
It was very impressive.
It was educational.
I think he had you like elbows in there at one point or something, if I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
All right.
Well,
all right, 10 seconds. Anytime we do one with movies, remember, it's only one per franchise, okay?
Yeah,
you don't want this one.
Why are you making that sound?
You don't like this one?
I'm not good at movies.
What are you talking about? You probably got them on at your house all the time. You got kids.
All right.
10 seconds. Give us five different movies that contain aliens.
Oh, good one.
Five different movies that have aliens in them, but only one per franchise. Ready? And go!
Alien, Avatar,
like Star Wars and
Star Trek. Two biggies. WALL-E.
Yeah.
E.T. wasn't
the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was that?
Terminator?
Predator.
Predator.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Goodness. See, now I think of it.
See, you think of a bunch of them.
Well, darn it.
I know.
Well, we had fun talking to you. Hope you have a fun day, okay?
Yes, thank you. Have a great day as well.
See you later.
Bye, Alicia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Judy. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Went to an adults-only Christmas party.
Whoa.
After Christmas, but it was fun.
Was it?
Yes, got rid of the kids.
Yeah.
Where'd you leave them?
My parents' house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on at an adults-only Christmas party?
Oh, we just play a bunch of games and drink.
More drinking, Jeremy.
Typical.
A lot of drinking.
Listeners are luscious.
That's all they do
just
is
really
drink.
Are. I mean, they are.
What happened to dry January for these folks?
Mm-hmm. Forget it.
Not a thing.
What?
Not with Judy.
No.
What? Not with Judy. Hammered.
I have three kids. I need a drink.
Do you?
Yes.
I think that's how you ended up with the kids.
You might get a fourth one if you're not careful.
You know?
Oh my gosh, no.
Can you imagine?
No. I think I would fall over.
How old is your youngest?
Two.
Two.
Oh. Well,
they're still little, so.
Yeah, you don't want another one. I was having that conversation with my wife the other day. I was like, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
She said,
I don't
want to
go back
no.
again. I can't do it.
Diapers and car seats and strollers,
yeah,
diaper bags and bottles. Doesn't it sound fun?
No, it sounds awful.
It's the worst thing ever.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard, Judy. All right. What's your go-to drink? What's your cocktail?
Oh, margaritas for sure.
Really?
Salt or no salt?
No salt.
Yeah, same here.
I like the salt.
I'm a no salt. On the rocks.
I like licking the rim.
Yeah. Too salty.
I like that's the strawberry really margs strong. When they do like the salt sugar combination on there.
The sugar is good.
It's real good, Judy.
And then Jeremy spills a little bit on his skirt, and that's when the party really begins.
Judy, I don't.
Oh God,
I don't. No.
My strawberry daiquiri.
Oh,
those are good too.
They're really good, Judy.
Yeah.
Now I need a drink.
Oh, all right. You know, we need to open up.
I'm like an alcoholic.
No,
you
do.
Actually,
you
really
do. You probably are.
I said our
honestly,
listeners are
emotions. You are.
We need to open up the Dom and Jeremy bar is what we need to do.
You should. Totally.
I think ours would be the most fun bar out there.
There's Judy.
It definitely would.
Bellying up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be
Judy
there.
Judy would bring that whole crew from the adult Christmas party and
take up the whole bar. Bring me some margs. All right.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I guess. They've been hard today. I don't know.
What?
Movies with aliens?
Movies with aliens is hard.
Easy peasy.
It's like every other movie.
And the stores with the letter M? Come on.
I don't know.
All right. We'll give her something easy, Dom. She's hung over.
Right. Then I'll fail anyway.
She's hung over.
But come on, have a positive attitude, Judy.
Okay. Right, I'm the pessimist. My husband's the optimist.
Well, put him on the phone then.
He's at work.
Does that work out for you, too, that you are pessimistic and he's optimistic? He's not like one of those toxic positivity people, though, is he?
No.
Okay,
good.
But he's a glass half full kind of guy. Half full of margarita. A pitcher half full kind of guy.
Judy's glass is always about a quarter full because she's slurped the rest of it down.
That's right.
People who are optimistic are fine. It's the ones who are toxic with it that it's just like, ugh.
Those are usually sign people, too. Those are the people with the signs up in the house.
Signs, they do. Every other post on social media is some uplifting post. It's like, all right.
I can't do that.
Now, I do like to say that I am neither an optimist or a pessimist. I am a realist. And I take both as they come.
That's really nice.
It's a good way to be.
Is that fair?
That could be a sign in somebody's living room.
Yeah, put that one up.
Yep.
Put that on your social media.
Yep.
Oh, I'm a realist.
I can see it now.
10 seconds, Judy. If you don't get this one, shame on you.
Oh, God.
Just put a lot of pressure on your shoulders? Is that what
happened? Yes. I don't do well under pressure.
Come on. It's a food. Are you good with food?
I like to eat food.
Yeah, this is so easy. It makes me sick just throwing it out there to you. 10 seconds. Give us five different nacho toppings. Five different toppings on nachos. Really? Ready and go.
Jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, God, I don't even know. Hamburger.
Yeah.
Pork.
Olives. You got it. All day long, you got it.
See, that wasn't hard. You're a winner.
Yay.
Well done, Judy.
All right.
Yeah. We've really enjoyed talking
boys.
To you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it was
thanks for
fun.
Listening. Thank you for hanging out with your boys in the morning.
I'll have to call you again when I go out drinking again. I'll let you know.
All right, let us know.
We'll be right here.
All right.
See you later.
Hold on, don't go away. Josh will be around to talk to you, so don't hang up. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Right. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, I had fun today.
Yes.
That was a good group
I had
of folks.
Fun.